Here on 99.9 MyFM, we've been speaking with the 2022 municipal election candidates. We're currently speaking with Upper Canada District School Board trustee candidate for Ward 4, Mike Kench. Mike, welcome and glad to have you with us. First of all, how is the campaign trail going for you?
The campaign has been kind of fun. I feel like when I'm out as a trustee, I can't help but wearing kind of a dual hat. You know, a lot of the stuff I talk about as a trustee kind of enters into the things that counselors undertake, and they kind of blend together, to be honest. So I find myself speaking both tongues, if you will. But a lot of people, it's interesting, this campaigning situation with the trustee, a lot of people don't understand what a trustee is, what they do, how they function. So most people are not very interested in the trustee role. I don't know, it's just don't have the patience to take anything else on in their lives. But most people, when I talk about trustee, they seem to not be super interested, not a ton of questions. Nobody really understands how it functions. And most people think their taxes just go, and the counselors, you know, local municipalities spend their money, but kind of forget or don't notice that, you know, a lot of the money goes to the school board, and the trustees are part of that equation of who spends and how your money's spent. So it's been a bit of an eye-opener, to be honest, to how few people are concerned how their tax dollars are spent within the school boards.
And you've got a family and everything, too. And, you know, is this one of the reasons why you chose to run, was to kind of maybe educate people a little bit on what the trustee position really is, and, you know, maybe try to get in there yourself?
Well, to be honest, I'm one of those people who I just mentioned that didn't pay much attention to what a trustee is or does. So really, in the last couple of years with my two young kids in school, did I learn, you know, a little bit about the role and what they offer, you know, kind of what they're doing. And for me, just like running on council, I had a little more motivation. There were some things that you touch and feel and see every day in your community that, you know, I was interested in trying to be part of shaping. The trustee role, for me, it's mostly just making myself available, to be honest with you. I don't have any particular motivations. I got two young kids in there, and I'm happy to coach football and soccer and baseball with the kids and make myself available. And I know how hard it is to get volunteers and people to run for boards and things like that. So, you know, my kids are in school, so I want to make myself available. Completely happy if others decide that the other guys running for trustee are suffice. And I'm completely happy if I get in. Either way, I just want to make myself available as an option to make sure that you know, our monies are being spent properly and that our kids have a future.
And you touched on a couple of things. What would be one of your focuses if you do end up getting the trustee position?
Big question, tough question. I need to preface it with, I know when, just like on town council, you get in there with ideas, it takes a lot of work and a lot of energy for those to come to fruition. I've had things that I wanted to accomplish on town council be stymied or derailed or for different reasons. So the key is understand the budget, number one, very beginning. Understand the budget, find out where the money's going, how much money you have, understand my colleagues, the other trustees around the table, understand the parents, the staff, the students, the mission statement, the strategic plan. A lot of undertaking in the beginning is that. And what I hope after all that, before I learn all that, or without knowing all that information, I'd like to pump out kids in high school, from high school, that really have a chance of thriving in the world. And I mean, not necessarily feeling that they need to go to university or college to be successful. Understanding how basic life skills, and I think there's a bit of a shift back to this, where it's understand how income tax works, understand how HST works, understand how to run a small business. Those basic kind of elements of our society, economics, kind of spawn into and kind of take care of everything else. You know, to be a successful business owner, You need to understand history. To be a successful business owner, you need to understand different people's race, religion, perspectives. So to me, it all kind of boils down to, a lot of it, sorry, boils down to economics. And when you understand how the wheels turn, it kind of forces you to learn everything else around in your periphery. And I think it's, I'm not pointing any fingers at any one person or any one group or any school systems, but there's always room for improvement. There's always room for trying something and failing. And, at the end of the day, I really wish we had people that were, when they were done high school, they understood how to run a business, a small business to any business, I guess, and understood politics. They understood how municipal government works. They understand how, or they have an idea how provincial government works, how federal government works, what the roles and responsibilities are. Because it's, in my opinion, it's kind of sad that even myself didn't really understand what a trustee was or did. A lot of people have no idea what a counselor does, what their MP is, what their MPP is, who they are. People just aren't engaged in that process. And people do have their issues and challenges, but people have no idea how to go about making those changes and just kind of thinks they happen out in the oblivion somewhere. So educating people on how the world works is a big one.
For sure. And is there anything else that you wanted to add or let your supporters know? As I know the election day is fast approaching, and I know people are at the early polls now, but anything else you wanted to add?
Just that I appreciate the support. My commitment would be that I will take it seriously. I will understand the budget first and foremost. I won't simply rubber stamp staff reports coming through. I will do my best to understand and appreciate, all the dollars that are being spent around the table, and do my best to listen to the needs of everybody that's part of the equation of, pumping out successful kids at the end of their high school career.